The candlelight stroll illuminates not just our streets, but also the solidarity and warmth of our town, said Minerva Ward, president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. Last Friday's gray, rainy day turned into a dry, mild evening in the old town, with flickering candles held by a large crowd of people who came from all over the region. The event, sponsored by Niagara-on-the-Lake Chamber of Commerce, highlighted two extraordinary young people, Dylan Deach and Maya Webster. Dylan, a 13-year-old student at Crossroads Public School, lives with cerebral palsy. His journey and achievements highlight the incredible strength and resilience found in the face of challenges, said Ward. Maya, a 12-year-old advocate living with juvenile diabetes, represents the power of voice and action. In her youth, her efforts in advocating for increased government funding for continuous blood glucose monitoring devices is not just commendable, but inspiring, said Ward. Gathered at the base of the courthouse, Shaw Festival performers, Niagara Star Singers and Queenston Women's Chorus, Yellow Door Theatre Project members and the Salvation Army Band entertained passers-by from mid-afternoon until dignitaries made their way to the stage at 6:30 p.m. Dylan's father, Matt Deach, was thankful for the community's support as he spoke on Dylan's behalf. It's just an amazing feeling standing up here seeing all these wonderful faces and seeing all these wonderful kids getting ready to sing their hearts out, he said. Maya's blood sugar was low moments before Maya delivered an impassioned address to the crowd where she promised to continue to fight to find a cure through donations to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Both her mother Christy and Maya herself were alerted and quickly remedied it with some chocolate candy. An extreme amount of effort goes into keeping me safe, said Maya. It's a constant juggling act to ensure that I have the right balance of sugar and insulin in my body so my blood glucose doesn't go too high or too low. As a person of type 1, I make more than an extra 200 decisions every single day. Maya is a youth ambassador and fundraiser for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation of Canada, and was instrumental in getting the province to cover the costs of continuous glucose monitors, but we still need to fight for everyone that does not currently qualify, she said. Andrew Niven, chair of the Chamber of Commerce, believes the candlelight stroll really brings the community together for one evening. My favorite moment is just watching the recipients literally ignite a community, he said. Funds raised from candle sales go directly to Dylan, whose family plans to install a chairlift in their home to ease the transition from one level to another, and to Maya, who will donate her share to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Ward instructed the crowd to reflect on the significance of this event. It's not just a stroll, it's a celebration of community, of coming together for a common cause and of shining a light on those who embody the strength and resolve that make Niagara-on-the-Lake such a special place. It is in moments like these that we truly see the heart of our community coming together in rain or shine to support each other. Thank you for your unwavering spirit, your generosity, and for making the candlelight stroll a beacon of hope and community solidarity. Let's continue to light up the night, not just with our candles, but with our collective commitment to making a difference in the lives of those around us, she finished.